Good morning, everybody. If everybody can start making your way to your seats, we're going to go ahead and get started this morning, continuing our study and our discussion about some different ways to pray. And so this morning we'll think together about another overview of some of the different types of prayers that we see in the New Testament, especially with Paul, and the idea of prayers of thanksgiving. So that's where we'll get started this morning as we kind of put those things together in our minds. Last week we talked about prayers of entreaty and what that meant. Talk about thanksgiving this week, and then we're going to go on and start putting some applications to some of these different things as we talk about these different types of prayers and how those affect our day-to-day life. So let's begin this morning with a word of prayer and then have some discussion here together about the different things we see in this lesson. Let's go to God in prayer this morning together. Father, our great and glorious God, we come humbly before you this morning. We are so thankful, Father, for the time that we have to be here. We often think of this time as something that we take for granted, but we recognize, Father, that you have been long-suffering with mankind. You have allowed the earth to stand yet another day, and that in this day we can come together and offer you the worship and the honor and the glory that you are due. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to do that. There are so many things that we take for granted in this life, Father, and ask your forgiveness for those things, but offer our thanks and our gratefulness to you for what you have provided to us. We're thankful, Father, that we have your word that we can so readily and so easily understand what you would have us to do, how you would have us to be, the examples of so many who have gone before us that guide our thinking and help us to see the kind of God that you are. We're thankful, Father, that you are a God who is willing to reveal your will to us and desires a relationship with us, that we do not have to grope and strive in darkness to understand who you are or what you want, but that you have graciously shown us those things. We're thankful to you, Father, for the examples of so many that have gone before us or that are around us that increase our faith and that encourage us and that build us up. We recognize your wisdom in creating us in such a way that we yearn for that kind of fellowship and those relationships. We thank you, Father, that those exist both here and now, and that we can look to your word and that we can look back on those who have been an inspiration to us and increase our faith by seeing the things that they have done. We thank you, Father, for so many of the things that happen day to day that we take for granted so easily, that we're provided for so richly, and that we are so blessed where we live in this time and place. We pray for wisdom to use those things in the right way that would draw others to you, that would enhance the borders of your kingdom, and that would ultimately cause all to glorify you for the great God that you are. We thank you for this opportunity, for our minds and abilities to be here this morning. We ask for your guidance as we read your word and as we talk about it, that we may understand it in the way you have intended it to be. Thank you that we can come before you as our Father, that as children we can bring these requests and petitions to you and that you will hear us. We pray for those that need your help this morning, that need your comfort and your strength. We pray that you again might be glorified in what we do here. We ask these things to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so as we take a look at this different idea of prayer, moving on from entreaty to the idea of being thankful, prayers of thanksgiving. I revealed too much too soon because my PowerPoint thing didn't work right. So, just as we define that, what is a prayer of thanksgiving? I'll read what I've got here first, but I'm interested in what you think it is as we start to go down this path, because I think it's important to define some of these things so that as we're all talking about them, we have a well-rounded idea of maybe what the Bible says. And we get that well-rounded idea by a couple of things. We get it by reading the Word of God. We get it by understanding the definitions of how He's described things to us. And also, each one of us as faithful Christians, as we think about those things and we put forth our understanding of His Word, it helps sometimes to think of things that maybe someone else hasn't thought of. And so that's why it's good to have discussions about these types of things. And just the dictionary definition I thought was interesting. If you look up Thanksgiving, not thanks, but the word Thanksgiving in the dictionary, just the word Thanksgiving, you will find that over, I want to say 60% of the different definitions have to do with God. Some of them define a holiday, but almost always in both dictionary.com and Merriam-Webster and different ones that I looked in, the first three or four definitions specifically say the act, like this one, the act of giving thanks, grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors, especially to God. I found it interesting that the writings of man still acknowledge that the idea of thanksgiving has to do with God. And I think that's something noteworthy. Alan?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think our faith and our love for God and our ability to enrich our souls from His blessings depends on a lot of what we think and what we do.
Okay. So our mindset and how we're going to approach God, I think, does have a lot to do with if we're going to be able to have the attitude of thanksgiving. And that's going to then follow into or translate into how we pray. That's important for us to recognize. So when you think about what the definition is of that, then let's ask this question as we start to consider it. If you have other definitions you want to bring up, please, you know, bring them out as we're talking here. How often do you pray thanks to God? If you don't want to answer this personally, then what do you think? How does this affect Christian lives as we think about the idea of praying to God a prayer of thanksgiving? How often do you think that happens in prayer that gets offered? A lot? Sometimes? All the time? Not enough?
Probably not enough.
Not enough? Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Nathan?
Probably not enough. But, you know, I was thinking about the definition and deep gratitude came to mind.
Okay.
Deep gratitude for things that I have, and so many times that we treat God like a vending machine. We ask for something and something pops out, and we forget about all the things that He's done for us previously.
Yeah.
And so when we have that deep gratitude, we acknowledge, as you have with your grateful acknowledgement, who is the provider of all those things.
Okay. I think that's good. If you didn't hear, Nathan is he's talking about the idea of deep gratitude and that doesn't happen enough. And we often do kind of look at God as something, you know, we want something, we pray for it, and maybe we do thank Him for some of the things that are daily things that happen. And those are good things to thank Him for. But we want to see, and I think you will, as you look through some of these passages, the idea of a deeper gratitude for deeper things. And that's what we want to appreciate here. Got a couple different comments here. Charlie, did you have something? You done? Okay, Eric?
You know, if you're not in the habit of praying thanks to God, the verbal acknowledgement of you saying, God, thank you for X, and if you consistently do that, it changes your perspective.
That's right. That's right.
It changes your perspective to view God the way Nathan talked about as a source, not just a place that I can go and get stuff. It's a relationship at that point.
Yeah.
But it's that acknowledgement that you have to have consistently to change your perspective.
Right. And let's think about it this way. Let's think about it in a very common secular sense. You know, you have a relationship with your spouse, you have a relationship with your kids, and, you know, you probably believe in that relationship that they are thankful for some of the things that you do. But do you like to hear it? Sure. Right? Why? Why is that? It's an acknowledgement, as Eric was saying. It's an acknowledgement that I recognize this is what you do. This is where this comes from, and I appreciate that. And it helps shape our perspective. And we want to remember that when we think about God. When do we commonly engage in prayers of thanksgiving? Where do you think that happens most of the time? Okay, somebody said a meal, right? And we have an example of that, don't we? Jesus prayed and blessed the things that he was going to eat before he did so. So we see that. Yeah, Alan?
When we hope for something or want something.
Okay, sometimes we want something. We're hope for something. That we see it. We may see it then. We see a prayer of entreaty, asking God for something. And then, maybe hopefully we're thanking him for that. What else? Yeah.
I think in the morning, I just, a true time of prayer before you get out of bed, and then good way to close the day too, praying to the Lord.
Okay, so we think about the times that we commonly pray, are we thanking God during those times? Are we thanking him for what has happened and for what there is and what's before us? But yeah, commonly we see before a meal, we thank God for the food. And so that kind of leads us to thinking about what is in our minds as far as what are we thanking God for. And that's what I've got up here. Let's just take a minute. And I'd love to hear some responses from all across the audience. What are the kinds of things that there are to be thankful for? And what are some of those things that we offer then to God in a prayer of thanksgiving? So we've already heard the idea of a meal, of food. What else? What other kinds of things are we thankful for that we would thank God for? Yeah.
When we feel that God's providence has affected an outcome such as the health of a loved one or
okay.
anything like that,
yeah.
that we hope and entreaty for and,
okay.
and did in fact turn out the way we had hoped.
Okay, yeah. And we hear that a lot. I've heard that here as we have prayed for someone who's going through a difficult health situation. We thank God for his answer to that prayer. We thank him for them being restored. So we've got some daily provision type thing. We thank him for health things. What else? Yeah.
God's love and compassion for us.
Okay. All right. Well, that's something else that we go to God in prayer and thank him for his love, his compassion for us. What else? A few more here. Yeah.
I get out in the country and I take my little dog out very early in the morning, and it's so peaceful, and you see all the trees and you hear the birds, and you just have to know
sure.
how special we are to be able to be in this.
Right. Right. So thanking God for what he's created, the beauty of what we see and the things that are around us that way. Yeah, what else, Nancy?
I think it's going to be thanking, first of all, for giving his only begotten son
okay.
to die on that cross. I imagine that to feel like it was my son.
Sure.
It wasn't like he was dying for people that loved him, they hated him.
Right. So we're thanking God for that sacrifice that he gave to us in that way. Donna, do you have something?
For his word.
For his word, right? We think about how we're able to be guided by that, to know what he wants. He's told us what those kinds of things are. So to be able to thank him for that. Okay. Yeah. What else? Is there another one over here? Oh, Grace? I'm sorry. Yeah.
I thank him for Jesus, the Bible, the church, the plan of salvation, being able to live in a country where we still have freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things. And I thank him for his creation. It was good.
Right.
So many things. So many blessings, you can't count them.
That's very true. That's a good way to put it. So many blessings to count, right? So we've heard a lot of things like that. Alan, did you have another one?
Yeah, what do you think your life would be like if you didn't,
be a dark place, wouldn't it? Separated from God. And there's an eternity that awaits those who are who don't acknowledge him, that is separated from him. No light. Right, here.
His mercy and long-suffering. He could completely and utterly annihilate us and wipe us off the face of the earth.
And be totally just in doing it. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's something to think about, too. Yeah, Rich?
When our military goes into harm's way, there's always a prayer that they return.
Okay.
They've been protecting us.
Yeah, so we see God's, we thank him for his protective care when we ask him for those things, and we see those things come into play. So we could probably spend the rest of the class period coming up with different things. But I want you to see something in what we've talked about, and we're going to come back to this later. Think about all the things that were said. They're all good things. and how those affect our lives, and we're thanking God for those things. We should be thanking God for all of those things. So that's one question we'll take at this point in the lesson. You know, are we? Are we thanking Him for those types of things? Are we grateful? Are we expressing that? Are we appreciative of what we see there? Charlie?
Craig, I can't imagine coming before God in prayer without at least thanking Him for what He's done for
sure. That's right. Right.
Anything.
You think about His people in the Old Testament, and think about God being pure and without sin and holy and set apart, and what they had to do through the high priest to even come before God. And now that we can bow our heads, bow our knee, be in a quiet place, and come before God. Just that alone is something to think about. One more, Alan.
What do you think would be like if every time you pray to God, you ask Him for something, and you don't get it?
Yeah, we understand from what God says that He hears those who are faithful to Him. Now, and we'll talk about, as we have talked about and will as we go through it, that the answer may not always be what we desire it to be, but we know that God will hear those who are faithful and who are honoring Him. And so, that's right. That's right. So let's think together then here. If you go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and start looking at some of these questions about Paul's prayers, I want to kind of relate some of what we talked about to what we see Paul praying about here. And that first question talks about in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that he counsels Christians to be thankful in everything. And the question is, we'll get to here in just a minute, about being thankful for everything. And we've talked about a lot of things this morning that we can be thankful for. So let's read this passage. I've got the context here because I want you to appreciate what advice Paul is giving to the Thessalonians here as he talks to them in this particular section of Scripture. Starting in verse 14, he says, "And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil." This is a great encouragement that Paul writes to them here and touches so many different parts of daily life. In the midst of that, what do you see there that I've got highlighted? He says, give thanks in all circumstances. And then he goes on to say, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That tells us something about praying in a grateful and thankful way, doesn't it? The verse before that, which we'll touch in different parts of the lesson, pray without ceasing, is one thought. But then there's this thought, give thanks in all circumstances, because this is God's will. So, as we think about that, what is the difference then between being thankful for everything and giving thanks in all circumstances? Yeah, David?
Yeah, I think life's going really, really great. Sometimes we just forget to be thankful because we're happy.
Okay.
And then we can go to the other extreme. You know, things are going south and really bad. And the first thing we want to talk about is what we want.
Right.
As opposed to thanking God for everything. So we're in that high point or low point.
Mm-hmm.
I get the idea here. He's like, give thanks in whatever circumstance you're in. Whether you're in prison like he was, beaten, praying, and singing.
Yeah.
You know, that's an example.
Right.
That's the idea.
Okay. All right. A couple weeks ago, I was working on something at home. I forget what it was that I did, and I got down on one knee and I felt this really bad pain and rip and tear. Should I be thankful for that? That I have that, that I felt that horrible pain in my knee? When we think about being thankful for everything, there are some people that say, well, you have to be thankful for every moment, for everything. Tragedy faces us. We read about it. We hear about it. It comes into our lives. You know, is Paul saying, be thankful for that tragedy? Or, as we look at that, he's saying, be thankful in all, or be ready to give thanks in all circumstances. Go back to the verse there. Give thanks in all circumstances. So, again, what's the difference? Being thankful for everything? Is that what Paul's kind of commanding that we do? Or being thankful in all circumstances? How is that different? What do you think about that? Yeah, Donna?
Paul gives thanks for his thorn in the flesh.
I don't remember him giving thanks for it, but he gave thanks to God for his, the fact that his grace was sufficient, didn't he? So there he's looking at the circumstance and realizing there's something there for him in it, even though there's something unpleasant about it. A couple different ones here too. Mary Beth, do you have something?
Donna said it better.
Okay, all right. Okay, great. Kevin?
In all circumstances, that's when it's not going to be so obvious. That's when somebody said something about deeper. That's when you're going to have to look deeper.
Sure.
And further down the line, or you're going to have to look harder. Yeah. And then you're going to see things that probably really count more.
Okay. Right. Right. Yeah, sure.
Well, because I think in all those circumstances, we need to realize he's always there.
Okay.
And so that's what we're thankful for, because if you didn't have him, what... If you didn't have God in those circumstances, what kind of situation would you be in? Because
okay.
Even through that hard time, you're going to make it.
Okay, that's where we want to start to go with this and think about it. Seth, do you have something?
So, no matter how down you are, there is something to be thankful for. I believe somebody already mentioned the idea that what if God didn't create us? You can find the good in something. I mean, I gotta believe since Joseph remained faithful, he found the good in the fact that he was with God. Quite ultimately.
Okay. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. We're thinking about learning from Paul in this way, and you know, and how he went about things. So, you know, we turn to Acts chapter 16 as one of the verses that we referenced here. Let's start to appreciate the idea of how do we do that? How do we give thanks in all circumstances? Because I'll tell you, you know, I've been in difficult times, and sometimes it's hard to give thanks for something that's happening that's really bad. And I don't think that's what he means that we need to, that we have to do here, is to give thanks for the bad thing that's happening. But how can we have the idea of being thankful in all circumstances? Because that's going to affect the type of Christian we are. That's going to affect how our life goes. So let's think about that as we look at this verse here first. But yeah, go ahead.
I think he wants us to be faithful no matter what's happening around us. He doesn't want us, you know, the fans that only hop on with the winning team.
Okay.
He doesn't want us only thankful when things are going good. We've got to keep him in our focus. He will help us deal with those bad situations. And even when one part may be bad, there may be many other things around us that are good, mm-hmm. that he doesn't want us to lose sight of.
Okay. And that's good. Now let's take all of this and let's make it practical. How do you do that? How do you do that when someone walks through the door and says, you've just lost your spouse? How do you be thankful then? Or somebody, you know, you pull in the driveway and all you see is a pile of smoke. House is gone. Okay, you know, let's think about how you'll be thankful then. And I'll grab your comments here in just a second, but I have one thing that I want you to look at here, and the answer is here and in the next verse. And here as we think about Paul, in verse, this will be verse 22 there, the crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off of them and gave orders to beat them with rods. Think, don't just read over that, all right? If you have never been beat with a rod, understand what this means. Be standing in public and have somebody rip your clothes off and beat you with a rod. Okay, think about what's happening here. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, then they threw them in prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. So here's Paul and Silas. This is what they're going through. This is what happened. Somebody grabs them, rips off their clothes, beats them with rods many times, thrown into the inner prison, not, you know, a nice correctional state facility that we see here with internet and air conditioning and things like that. They're in a bad place, in a hostile environment. how are they going to be thankful for what has happened? Verse 25. And about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. What did they choose to do to be able to be thankful in all circumstances? Right. In what way? They focused on God in what way? Yeah, Rich?
They're not dead.
They're not dead, sure. Right? There's some positives.
I just fell 20 feet and landed. And that was kind of a bad thing.
Sure.
When I came to, the first thing I did is, instead of kind of afraid, it's like, thank you, God, for not letting me be dead.
Okay. Yeah.
There must be some more work for me to do.
Sure.
Then I can't test that, of course.
Right.
But I mean.
But we've got to have some perspective about.
You do. You have to think about something that God's still got something for you to do, and so you better get after it and don't start feeling sorry for yourself. You just had it handed to you.
Okay. Yeah. Let's think about that thought. You know, you said not feeling sorry for yourself, but you know what else are they doing here, John?
Well, we look to Job and Jesus both. God's will be done.
Okay.
An answer.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's one thing that I'm trying to get to here, and maybe I guess Job's in the next question, so we'll get to that in a minute. But Jake, did you have something?
Yeah, there's going to be times when probably like Paul and Silas here that sometimes it is, we're not told whether they had something to be thankful for. Or that's what they were feeling. Their response was the same. What they did was the same. I think there's times when it's surrounding us so much. Maybe we can think of the positive, but we can at least do what we know we should do.
Okay.
And in doing that, we acknowledge, God, you're in control. I don't see a light here. Help me. I don't see it.
Okay.
But even in that, you know, it's not necessarily our job to always be able to see the light in things.
Okay.
We know that God's the light, and therefore, let's go ahead and praise Him. And in doing so, maybe we can get our mind right.
All right, and so and that's what think about that. What I've got on the board, it's easy to proclaim the need to be thankful in all circumstances, so like Paul talked about, but how do we actually go about that? And you know, the idea here of you know describe how we might be able to give thanks after something very tragic that has happened, and that's the question up here. That's one of the things we talked about, Eric, and I think there's some others here we want to get to. Yeah.
I don't get the impression that Paul and Silas woke up in the prison and then said, "Oh, let's thank God for this."
That's right.
Right.
We're on the right track.
So if you look at their missionary journeys, they're going around the known world preaching the gospel, and thousands of people are believing and obeying that. They're seeing that firsthand. And so their thanksgiving isn't blind. But it's also not the first time they've given thanks to God.
Okay.
They've developed a habit. They've set their minds in advance. I'm going to give God glory
in
whatever situation. So if 3,000 people are baptized, God is going to get the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm thrown in prison, God is going to get the glory. That's the expectation.
All right. So, yeah. So a mindset is part of what we've got to develop here. We've got a couple of different comments here. Steve?
I was just going to say also, you know, truly, I mean, you know, we're only human beings.
Mm-hmm.
When tragedy strikes or good times strike, we have a momentarily feel of elation or sadness. We have to assess the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You know, if you're being really true to yourself, let's put yourself into the situation like that. I mean, we're going to have, our emotions are going to run forward first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think after we have a period of time, we can assess the situation and look into God's word and say, you know, God, I know there's a reason for this. It's happened, so you know, I'm thankful that it came this way, and bear with me and be with me. You know what I mean? We're going to accept the situation with our emotions at first.
Yeah.
We're really true.
Yeah, we got it. So there's a mindset that we have to have. Dwight, did you have something?
Yeah, the thing of it is whatever the circumstance you find yourself in, it's like they prayed God that He'd be the strength to continue on doing what you've been doing there.
Okay.
I know what it is to wake up and nothing works, you can't talk, you can't do anything.
Right.
Praise God that you continue on.
Right. So lots of things to think about here. Mary Beth, do you have something?
Stephen Eric brought up that when they were in the prison and giving thanks, that's not a normal human reaction.
Right.
That was a had become a habit.
Right.
They learned that habit from Jesus. And because the other prisoners were listening,
mm-hmm.
there's always somebody watching.
Sure.
And that can benefit. That who needs to hear about God.
Yeah.
And they had that habit ingrained in them, and then God wrote it down so that, because it's not going to be normal for a natural reaction for us, so now we have that example.
Yeah. Let's think about that for just a minute. We're quickly running out of time. This is a great thing for us to think about. So we've heard mindset, we've heard habit. We think about Paul and what they did. That's not the initial emotional reaction for tragedy like that when it comes. And now look here what it says about Job. Remember Job's tragedy. Remember what he went through, what he suffered, the loss of so many things. What's his reaction? It says Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, fell on the ground, and worshipped. He said, naked came I from my mother's womb, naked shall I return. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How do you say that when things that have happened to Job? It's a mindset. And it's a choice. And that's what I want to see in just the couple of minutes that we have left here. This whole idea of prayers of thanksgiving. We thank God a lot for things that we get, that we wanted, that are very provisional. And that list that we made at the beginning, really, if you think about it, a lot of those were things that we want that God has given us to benefit us in some way. Whether it was, you know, physical provisions, or whether it was, you know, mental provisions or things He did for us. We have to have and develop the mindset that we are for God, and no matter what the circumstance, what the situation is, our immediate go-to is we're going to honor Him, we're going to worship Him. That's going to be how we think about things. And that's what Job did. That's how he was able to do that. It doesn't say specifically here that Job was thankful for what had happened, but he's honoring God. He has an attitude of thankfulness toward God for the fact that God has allowed him to just be. Naked came I, and naked shall I return. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so that's some of the things that we need to think about. Charlie?
You just summed the whole thing up to my way of thinking. I don't believe God does anything bad to us. But like Job,
mm-hmm.
He allows Satan to do certain things to us. We don't have to understand. We don't have to know why he did it. When we have a mindset change,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're going to have to kind of power through here in the last couple of minutes because we've gotten into great discussion about this. So, you know, Paul mentions the idea that we have to look beyond the present sufferings of things here in order to have this attitude of thankfulness. So when we think about, you know, about this prayer of thanksgiving, something else that I want to just bring out before our time is up that you see throughout the New Testament is a lot of prayers of thanksgiving that we see Paul engage in have to do with being thankful for the faith, the example, the influence of others. And as we're making our list this morning, that's not something I heard a lot of. We hear that we're thankful to God for what He's provided to us, what He's done for us, for being compassionate towards us. It's usually, a lot of times when we're thanking people, it's all about us. And we should thank God for those things. But what do we see in these examples, especially in Timothy, that Paul talks about? Here in Thessalonians, this one, he says, we give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers. And he talks about their work and their faith. That's one reason why Paul was able to go to the places that he was when he felt difficulty, because he was thankful for so many other faithful brethren who were doing the work. He knew that God's purpose was being accomplished. He knew the work was going on. And his part in it, whatever God wanted him to be, his part in it, Paul was willing to do. Whether that meant he was going to be in prison, whether that meant he was going to be a prisoner and teach there, whether that meant he was going to lose his life for the gospel, whatever it was, he was able to be thankful and have that attitude of thankfulness because he regarded how many things others were doing for them. And he mentions that there, you know, in the end of 1 Thessalonians 4. When you go over to Timothy, well, we didn't get there this morning, but it's 2 Timothy 1 and verse 5. If we fast forward to that there, you know, he talks about Timothy, reminded of his sincere faith. And so that's one thing for us to think about as we close this up this morning. Being thankful to God because of who He is, because of what He's done, because of what He does for us, yes. But also, thanking Him for the things around us that keep us on the right track. A lot of times that's other people and their faithfulness and their example. And also always being ready and willing to go and to worship Him, to make that choice to worship and to honor Him in any situation, thankful for what there is that He's provided. A lot to talk about here. Thank you so much for your comments. We'll pick up next week with lesson 4.